Welcome to Willow Park Church Seasons Podcast. During our time together this Advent, hope that you can stop, reflect, and think on the goodness of God on our journey to Bethlehem as we anticipate the coming King, Jesus Christ. Today is Saturday, the 24th of December, the 28th day of Advent, Christmas Eve, and our final Advent reflection. It's Christmas Eve, the holiest night of the year. As the store shut down and friends and family settle in for a meal, we spend time in the traditional veneration of the saints. We celebrate the one who holds the stars in place, the one who knit us together in our mother's womb, and the shepherd who leads us beside still waters. We celebrate the birth of the Word made flesh, Jesus Christ, our Lord. As we began our journey 28 days ago, we heard the poems of the prophet Isaiah crying out for the one who will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Prince of Peace. We heard him speak of the aching imbalance of power rectified as the wolf lays down with the lamb. We heard Paul placing his hope in the one who didn't consider equality with God something to be used to his own advantage. We heard John's gospel speak of the light that comes into our world as the Word made flesh. We heard of John the Baptist preparing the way for the Lord, and Mary singing her song of salvation, lifting up the humble and feeding the hungry. Now, on this final day of our journey, we hear the story that we wait on every year during Advent, the story of the birth of Jesus. As a child with Ukrainian heritage, I enjoyed Christmas morning as every child does, but I enjoyed Christmas Eve more. Christmas Eve in my house had a mysterious quality to it that appealed to my young imagination. We would all bundle up and head to my aunt's house, bring out the presents, and place them under the Christmas tree. No one was allowed to eat until we saw the first star come out, though my brother and I and my cousins would always seem to find a way to sneak in a few treats. After the star appeared, we would gather around the table and enjoy traditional Ukrainian Christmas dinner, telling stories of the year past. After dinner, candles were lit, special treats were served, and we would sit around the tree where someone would read the Christmas story. We would then open our presents and celebrate Christmas as a family. One of the greatest gifts we can provide for family is to give them a tradition that, along with the tree and the presents and all the rest, also has a memorable telling of the story of a babe born in Bethlehem. G.K. Chesterton says in The Everlasting Man that anyone whose childhood has known a real Christmas has ever afterwards an association in his mind between two ideas that most of mankind must regard as remote from each other. The idea of a baby and the idea of an unknown strength that sustains the stars. His instincts and imagination can still connect them. The story of the birth in the city of David of a Savior who is Christ the Lord captured my imagination as a child, and these many years later, it still does. As we read the Christmas story from the Gospel of Luke, we see the unknown strength of the Creator placed tenderly in what we know far more tangibly as a baby in a manger. Today's reading comes from Luke chapter 2, verses 1 to 20. The birth of Jesus. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria, and everyone went to their own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger, because there was no guest rooms available for them. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of heavenly hosts appeared with an angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those whom his favor rests." When the angel had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby, who was lying in a manger. When they had seen him, they spread word concerning what had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. On Christmas Eve, we may not want to hear commentaries on the Gospel of Luke, or examinations of the taxation policies implemented by Caesar Augustus, or even critical investigations into Syrian governorship by Cyrenius. On Christmas Eve, we just want to hear the story. I want to hear about a woman great with child who traveled with her betrothed from Nazareth to Bethlehem, how there was no room in the inn, so the babe was born among the beasts. I want to hear about shepherds keeping watch over their flocks by night and how they were so afraid when the angel appeared. I want to hear how the shepherds came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. I want to hear the Christmas story, because after all, that's what the gospel is, the story of Jesus. It's a sacred story that connects the idea of a baby with the unknown strength that sustains the stars. So perhaps, at the end of this holy day, you can find a quiet moment to light a candle, read Luke's Christmas story, and allow your imagination to transport you to a stable in Bethlehem 2,000 years ago, where there's a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes lying in a manger. Then, like Mary, you can keep all these things and ponder them deep within your heart. This Christmas Eve, we push aside our differences. We hold off the theological variances between subdivisions of the Christian faith and unite around this one thing that we can all join in together in celebrating. the birth of the Word made flesh, our advocator, mediator, and shepherd, the one who came for the downtrodden, outcast, and broken, Jesus Christ. Salt of the Sound sing, O come, Emmanuel. And ransom captive Israel that mourns in lonely exile here until the Son of God. O God, we stand in awe of the greatest story ever told, the gospel story of how the Word became flesh, how omnipotence became a newborn baby. We praise you for the mystery and majesty of the story we celebrate with Christmas. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all, now and evermore. Amen.